if all our 10,000 season ticket holders, which are now called members, were to pledge £100, it would still make them, the, on top of what they paid for the season tickets, the membership, it would still make that the cheapest season ticket in the league. That would sort our money. That would sort the problem out. We're not expecting all of them to be able to do it. We just hope that they can do some way towards it. And we're also looking at sponsorship. We've got quite a lot of topics going on at the moment with sponsors, quite a lot of talks there. And we're looking at outward investment into the club to get us through this situation for the long term. But if all our supporters could do that, could raise upward towards £100, then we would not have a problem. And going forward, we'd be certainly a sustainable business.
So in the next, literally, we're looking in just over a week's time, really, Stuart. You're actually looking to raise, with the fan support, over £500,000.
That's right. And we're contacting all our stakeholders, all our sponsors and anybody who's got a stake in Bradford Bulls, and asking them for the support. I mean, it's potentially as serious as it was in 1963. If we don't get anywhere near that amount of money, then we will just obviously have to call the receivers in, call the administrators in. We don't want to do that, because that leaves your players then open to predatory approaches from other clubs, and with the administrator having no other thing else but to sell them. So we don't want to do that. We think we can manage this. We're confident that we can get this money in and go forward, but we do need the fans to help us, and we can't underestimate the seriousness of the situation.
Well, if we just look at how things have been reported in the national media today, we've heard headlines along the lines of Bulls in crisis, on the brink, directors have been quoted at saying we're near death's door.
Yep.
Now, we hear all the time about big sports clubs potentially going bust, but they never do. So is this just another scare story?
No, it's not a scare story. As I say, I can't underestimate the seriousness of the situation. You know, we have got to find this money, because if we don't, the tax liability, particularly the VAT, that becomes due immediately. There's no can we pay it over the next 3 years at so much a month. It has to be paid immediately. That's the rules with VAT, because we have had the money. The problem is that that would have been sustainable had the bank not called in the overdraft facility.
And you've mentioned that you're speaking to all the Bulls stakeholders. Are there any potential big financial backers or benefactors just hiding in the wings, just waiting for the right moment to come on a shiny horse and save the club?
Well, we are talking to potential investors all the time, and some of those things have gone fairly well in the last few weeks. But we're not in a position to disclose who they are or what's the situation. But we're hopeful, long-term again, that we will be able to do something like that, you know.
But you have mentioned that if you don't raise £500,000 in just over a week's time on the 6th of April, there will be serious consequences.
Yeah, there will indeed.